During the Munich press conference, Alaskan Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke out forcefully against the Trump administration's stated goal of acquiring Greenland.
In my view, it has been offensive that this view that we can, that the United States can come in and say, we want this to a sovereign territory. That's not how major powers should act. This is not the way the United States should lead when it comes to the Arctic. This is not how we should lead when we are trying to build our alliances in an area that is so very, very, very necessary now.
This comes as international pressure has mounted against the U.S. and its ambitions of territorial expansion against a fellow member of NATO. Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen spoke about the Trump administration's current and continued push for ownership over Greenland.
The pressure on Greenland is totally unacceptable. We are talking about threats, but as you often say, Jens Frege, the people of Greenland have never been threatened before by anyone. So I think the pressure is unacceptable. I think we have been very clear from Greenland and Denmark, and by the way, from all of our allies, Canada and Europe and good friends in the US, that there are, of course, things that you cannot compromise on. Our basic values, the cornerstone, of our democracy is, of course, the respect of other states' sovereignty and territorial integrity and, by the way, a people's right for self-determination.
Greenland's Prime Minister, Jens Frederik Nielsen, echoed a similar sentiment and sent a clear message of the dangers that would follow a successful Trump administration campaign.
This is not only about Greenland. Imagine a NATO country acquiring, taking, threatening an ally. Where would the world stand if that happened? We would be a puzzle in a big game. And what would prevent those, America, if they did that, USA and Russia and China, to split up the world in three big blocks if this was allowed?
Senator Murkowski's divergence from the Trump administration's initiative over Greenland speaks to a GOP legislature that has seen some defections over particularly controversial issues and policies. In January, Murkowski led a bipartisan effort introducing a new bill to the Senate floor titled the NATO Unity Protection Act. That's a measure that aims to block any U.S. campaign of territorial expansion against any fellow member of NATO, most notably Denmark and Greenland. In a press release from the Foreign Relations Committee, the bill would, quote, prohibit the use of U.S. Department of Defense or Department of State funds to blockade, occupy, annex, or otherwise assert control over the sovereign territory of a NATO member state, end quote. This bill awaits action in the Senate. The tension between the U.S., Denmark, Greenland, and NATO will persist as President Trump continues his push for the acquisition of the territory. Whether Murkowski and other lawmakers can rein in the administration on this issue remains to be seen. For KPFA News, I'm Cade Young.